Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 2539, How to Get Motivated to Declutter, 10 Tips and Tricks by Rebecca Crespo of MinimalismMadeSimple.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. Hope you're having a great start to your week if you're listening in real time, and happy Halloween. This is where I read to you from some of the best blogs I can find and get permission from. So with that, let's get right to today's Minimalist Monday post and start optimizing your life. How to Get Motivated to Declutter, 10 Tips and Tricks by Rebecca Crespo of MinimalismMadeSimple.com. Decluttering your home can be a daunting task. It feels like there are never enough hours in the day to get it done, and when you finally do make time for it, you just don't feel motivated. I get this feeling as I've been there myself, but decluttering doesn't have to be a drag. In fact, it can be quite therapeutic and rewarding once you get started. It's so worth it when you declutter your home and see and feel the difference. In this blog post, I'm sharing my top tips and tricks for how to get motivated to declutter. I hope these tips help you as much as they've helped me. Number one, set some small goals. When it comes to decluttering, setting a goal can be helpful in getting started and staying motivated. What do you hope to achieve by decluttering? Maybe you want to declutter your entire house, or maybe you just want to focus on one room at a time. Whatever your goal is, write it down and keep it somewhere visible as a reminder. Some decluttering goals could be to declutter your entire house, to declutter one room at a time, to focus on decluttering specific items such as clothes, shoes, or makeup, to get rid of anything you haven't used in the past year, to donate items to charity, or to sell items you no longer need. Number two, make a plan and add tasks. After you've set your decluttering goal, it's time to make a plan. This will help you figure out what decluttering tasks need to be done and when you'll do them. Again, this doesn't have to be complicated. Simply sit down and write out a list of all the decluttering tasks you need to do. Then you can add these tasks to your calendar or planner so you can start decluttering. Some decluttering tasks could be purging clothes from your closet that you no longer wear, donating unused kitchen items, selling old furniture or appliances, throwing away any damaged or broken items, recycling old electronics, decluttering your bathroom of expired makeup and toiletries, organizing your home office, or packing up seasonal items you don't need. Number three, set aside some time. One of the main reasons people don't declutter is because they feel like they don't have enough time. But the truth is, decluttering doesn't have to take hours and hours. You can declutter little by little each day or week until you reach your goal. Start by setting aside 15 to 30 minutes each day or a couple of hours each week to declutter. This may not seem like much, but it can really add up. And if you find that you have more time one day, great. You can always declutter for longer periods of time when you have the chance. Some ways to set aside decluttering time could be waking up 15 to 30 minutes earlier each day to declutter, spending an hour or two decluttering on the weekends, decluttering for 15 to 30 minutes before bed each night, taking a decluttering break during your lunch break at work, or asking your family or roommates to declutter with you. Number four, try to declutter with a friend. One of the best ways to stay motivated when decluttering is to do it with a friend. Not only will decluttering be more fun, but you'll also be accountable to each other. So ask a friend or family member to declutter with you or join a decluttering group or challenge. This is a great way to declutter your home and make some new friends at the same time. Some ways to declutter with a friend could be having a decluttering party, joining or starting a decluttering group or challenge, asking a friend to help you declutter your home, donating items together, or selling items together. Number 5, declutter for a cause. If you're struggling to declutter, sometimes it helps to have a bigger purpose in mind. So declutter for a cause. Donate items you no longer need to charity or sell them to raise money for a good cause. This will help you feel more motivated and inspired as you declutter your home. Number 6, create a decluttering schedule. If you find it helpful, you can also create a decluttering schedule to help you stay on track. This is especially useful if you're decluttering your entire house or a large space. Start by picking one day of the week to declutter. Then each week, you can declutter a different area of your home. This could be a different room each week or decluttering specific items like clothes, shoes, or makeup. Some examples of decluttering schedules could be declutter one room of your house each week. Focus on decluttering specific items each week, such as clothes, shoes, or makeup. Do a deep declutter of your entire house once a month. Declutter for 15 minutes each day. Or focus on decluttering one area of your house each day, such as the kitchen, living room, or bedroom. Number 7, browse Pinterest for inspiration. If you need some decluttering inspiration, browse Pinterest. There are tons of great decluttering ideas and tips to be found. So take a look around and find some decluttering hacks that will work for you. Some decluttering items you might find on Pinterest could be tips for decluttering your closet, ideas for decluttering your home office, hacks for decluttering your kitchen, ways to declutter your bathroom, minimalist decluttering tips, or how to declutter your bedroom. Number 8, read decluttering books or blogs. If you want to learn more about decluttering, there are some great books and blog posts out there. These can be a great source of information and inspiration when you're decluttering your home. Not only will you learn helpful decluttering tips, but you'll also find out more about the benefits of decluttering and how to declutter your home effectively. Number 9, make a list of the reasons why you want to declutter. When you're feeling motivated, it can be helpful to make a list of all the reasons why you want to declutter your home. This will help you remember why you're doing this and what benefits decluttering will bring. Some reasons why you might want to declutter could be to reduce stress and anxiety, to declutter your mind, to save time and money, to live a simpler life, to have more space in your home, to get organized, or to get rid of things you no longer need or use. By decluttering your home, you can achieve all of these benefits and more. So make a list of the reasons why you want to declutter and refer back to it when you need some motivation. And number 10, create a reward system for yourself. One of the best ways to stay motivated is to create a reward system for yourself. This can be anything from buying yourself a new outfit after decluttering your closet to taking a day trip after decluttering your entire house. Find something that'll motivate you and give yourself a little treat once you've decluttered a certain amount. This will help you stay on track and declutter your home in no time. Final thoughts. These are just a few of the many ways you can stay motivated to declutter your home. So find out what works for you and declutter your way to a happier, simpler life. You just listened to the post titled How to Get Motivated to Declutter, 10 Tips and Tricks by Rebecca Crespo of minimalismmadesimple.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement, because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself, and so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And thank you to Rebecca. Setting aside time for decluttering, or really when trying to build any new habit, it's huge to set aside that time. For me, I do my exercises before my nightly shower. It's almost a rule. I don't follow it 100%, but that's normal and okay. For me, as long as I'm doing it most of the time, it's a win. But if you're not able to tack it onto something else like that, or something doesn't come up naturally for you to remember and want to do this new habit, like decluttering, then actually scheduling it into your calendar can work wonders. Rebecca mentioned setting aside 15 to 30 minutes a day or a couple of hours each week. But what I think really takes it to the next level is putting that into whatever system you use for remembering appointments and other activities. If you write it down and actually pencil it in, I'm sure there's a way higher chance of it really happening. And of course, there are a bunch of other things here to try, so see what works for you. I hope your week is starting off as well as possible and the month ending as well as possible. Have a great rest of your day, a safe and happy Halloween, and I'll be back tomorrow reading to you where your optimal life awaits.